The next day, Frank went out into the yard and looked at the flagpole for a long time. Then, without a word, he went down into the cellar. All the rest of the afternoon, Elise heard the sound of Frank's hammer and the rip-rip of his saw. She guessed that he was making something to earn a little money. Perhaps it was a doghouse for his uncle's new puppy. Several days later, Elise happened to be out in the yard. As she stood looking at the hard concrete, she thought to herself, "It seems pretty lonesome." Then something made her look up at the flagpole. Two little wrens were fluttering around the ball at the top. "Well," cried the surprised girl, "I do believe birds would come here to live if they had only half a chance." She walked over to the corner of the yard and stood looking down at the foot of the pole. There she saw a low place in the concrete that looked like a huge saucer. All at once a happy thought came to her, and she began to smile. "I know what I'll do," she said. "And won't Frank be surprised?" That evening she borrowed Frank's blue pencil and went to her room. When her father came home, she met him at the door, and Frank heard them talking in low voices. After supper, Elise and her mother went for a walk. As soon as they were out of sight, Frank went down to the cellar. When he came back, he was carrying a little wooden house, which he showed to his father proudly. "Tomorrow will be Elise's birthday, you know," he said. "I must get up in time to surprise her." Frank wondered why his father smiled as though he knew something funny. "I'll tell you what I'll do," said Mr. Gilbert. "If you leave the birdhouse with me, I'll put it up on the pole late this evening. Then the surprise will be all ready for her the first thing tomorrow morning." Frank went down the street to see a boy and did not come back until it was too dark to take a look at the birdhouse. Elise heard him come in, and she smiled to herself as she thought how surprised he would be in the morning. While Frank was dressing the next morning, he heard Elise calling him from the foot of the stairs. "Frank," she cried, "I have something to show you."